On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Friday the 15th of July. Let's find out what happened on this day. First, to the birthdays, the Sultan of Brunei, the head of state and absolute monarch of Brunei. He's 76 today. His name is Hassanal Bolkiah.
He's the richest man in the world, isn't he?
Does Elon Musk know this?
And second longest reigning current monarch.
Oh, yeah, Queen Elizabeth II is the first.
Yeah. Linda Ronstadt, born Marie Linda Ronstadt in Arizona on this day in 46, turning 76. Oh, some great songs she's released over the years. Including that one. Sad thing, in 2013 she revealed she had Parkinson's disease and can't sing a note anymore.
That is so sad, but she's got an amazing legacy there of music. English muso and producer Trevor Horn, one half of the duo Buggles, who had a hit with this one. That's a great song. Video killed the radio star. He's 73.
Colin Barnett was born in Netherlands, 1950, turning 72. Colin, happy birthday, mate.
US singer Alicia Bridges, she loves the nightlife. She's 69 today.
Forrest Whitaker was born in Texas on this day, turning 61. In 2007, he won an Oscar for Best Actor for his role as Idi Amin in the movie The Last King of Scotland.
Fabulous movie. He's such a great actor. Joyce Smithers, the Australian actress starring in All Saints and lots of other things. She's 59 today.
Brian Austin Green was born in LA in 1973, turning 49. He played David Silver in Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, and he was married to Megan Fox for a hot minute there, actually. They were married for a while and they've got some kids, but now she's with that Machine Gun Kelly, so Brian's pretty sad about that. And Diane Kruger, the German-American actress, today turns 46.
Commonwealth Bank opened for business in Victoria, becoming Australia's first savings bank on this day, way back in 1912.
Wow. In 1990, Pope Francis gave up watching TV. He said, there's no exceptions, I watch nothing. There's a Swiss guard that every week tells me the results and how we are doing in the soccer.
He doesn't surf the internet as well.
No, just reads the morning newspaper. There you go.
Cathy Freeman retired from all athletics, stating, I've lost that want and that desire, that passion, that drive. Happened on this day, 2003.
And we're really sorry to do this to you, but this earworm... Open Gangnam Style. Yes, Gangnam Style, recorded by Korean singer Psy, debuted on YouTube today in 2012. And by the end of the year, it had reached a record 1 billion views. I believe that was the first one to ever do it on YouTube.
Guess how many views it's got today?
How many?
4.4 billion.
Oh my gosh. Was it really that great a song?
So much for good taste.
And that's on this day for Friday, the 15th of July.